The only solution is to pick up from the very moment that you're listening to this and decide that you're no longer going to be someone who wastes an ounce, a second, and anything of your energy and time focusing on those low vibe thoughts and vibrations. And you're going to figure out how to become someone who, every time you think you're behind, you've got a strategy for yourself.
Welcome to Passionate and Prosperous, the only podcast about creating success in your life and business by using your voice, gifts, and skills to do the work that lights you up, make money, and have massive impact in the world. This show teaches coaches, creatives, and service-oriented human beings how to trust in yourself and leverage your unique message, experience, and expertise to attract your ideal audience, create clients, and organically build your soul-aligned business. I'm your host, mindset and business strategy coach, Stacey Brass Russell, and I can't wait to help you to set yourself up for success and use your passion to create the prosperous life and business that you truly desire. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Passionate and Prosperous. So today we're going to be talking about something that when I was getting ready for the episode, I realized, oh my God, I think I've been obsessed with this like notion, this topic for more than two decades, because it's something that I've been teaching and talking about for so long, and it just feels relevant all the time. And that is the feeling, thought, or idea that you are behind, or that you can be behind in your business, behind in your life, behind in like the things that you want to be doing, and how much time as human beings we actually waste focusing on thinking that we're behind. So I want to talk about that with you today, because I really do think that thought, and we could even maybe even label it as a limiting belief, is something that is going to keep you stuck. It's literally going to keep you in the same place instead of you getting to be, you know, in real time or even ahead. I don't even know if like being ahead is important. So we're going to be talking about being behind. I know that this is going to resonate with pretty much everyone. But before we do that, I just want to make sure that I do my due diligence and remind you that we have an incredible free community training for the Passionate and Prosperous community coming up on starting on Monday, March 18th, which is a week from when I'm recording this episode. This episode is going to come out on Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2024. And if you haven't yet registered for Know Your Niche, make sure you go to my website, www.stacybrassrussell.com, and grab your spot. Know Your Niche is one of my best-selling trainings. So, and I literally mean selling. So people buy that training from me off my website or whatever. And once a year, I offer it live and free. And I always think that like doing something with the teacher, the mentor, the coach, when they're delivering it is, first of all, always going to be your absolute best experience. Second of all, I never do anything the same way twice. I've already like changed around the days of the training and what and kind of the order of things. And because I'm always evolving, I'm always getting better at what I do. And so are you, which is why even if you've taken this course with me before or you think you know your niche, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you are thinking that like you don't know how to use social media, or that your social media posts are like tanking or crickets, or if you're blaming everything on the algorithm, or you're having a hard time getting clients and you think it's the economy, or that no one can afford your services, or that there's no one out there that's like right for you, or you literally can't find clients, here's what I'm going to tell you. It's none of those external things. Those things sometimes play a small factor into like our business, you know, growth. But here's what I'm going to tell you. It is because you actually don't really know your niche the way that I teach it. So if you want to solve those problems, like attracting the right clients, finding people who will say yes to working with you when you tell them the investment for your program,
if you want to feel that like your social media is, you know, that you know what you're doing or what to write or what to say, you should join me for Know Your Niche. Okay. It's 5 days. It's an hour each day on Zoom. There are workbooks. Yes, we provide replays, but you know, you've got to invest time and energy in these things if you're struggling in your business. And you know what? Even if you're not quote unquote struggling, because I don't really believe that like you have to feel like you're like struggling and miserable to take advantage of things that are going to help you to take your business to the next level. Okay. So that's what Know Your Niche is. So you should definitely sign up for that. And now let's talk about being behind. So why did I want to come in and specifically talk about this with you today? Well, I will tell you, it's because I hear these things. I hear this all the time. Now, I run a one-year academy called the Passionate and Prosperous Academy for coaches and experts and passionate service providers, teachers, mentors who really want to be making money, like doing this thing that they're passionate about, right? Like, so you're passionate about health and wellness and personal growth and development and living your best life and being fulfilled. And if you're like me, you didn't even choose this. It just sort of like was what evolved for you, which is that like you're on this earth to basically like help other people, right? And that's not easy to turn into like making money. And so we have the Passion and Prosperous Academy so that you have a place, right? Our students have a place to literally feel like they're not just trying to like wing a business on their own. It's like let's do your business with you, right? So it's not a course, like a college course where you are supposed to just like absorb tons of content and learn, and then go out and implement, right? I actually designed it after 20 plus years of being a teacher of like for humans, okay? Like I owned a yoga studio. I've taught thousands of people yoga, or I mean, who got tens of thousands? I've taught hundreds of people to actually be yoga teachers. And so I have been helping people to navigate and manage like how to be a learner, but also an implementer at the same time. And also how to be, and here's the key word of the day, present. You know, yoga that I taught, you know, and still, I mean, I don't teach in the classroom doing poses at the moment. But I still consider myself a yoga teacher because I'm never not thinking through the lens of like yoga science and the brain and the body and emotions and somatics and the breath. I'm never not thinking about that. And I think all of that is yoga, and the poses are just like one small part of it. The poses are like the vehicle to access all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, what yoga really is like it's understanding the human mind and it's managing the mind. And one of the things that you hear anyone who teaches yoga, meditation, any sort of Eastern philosophy, what you hear all the time is about being in the present moment. And something that I've been talking about for I don't know how long is how the present moment is elusive, right? It's elusive. Why? Because the way that our brains work is that they tend to either get really, really caught up in the past, replaying stuff, going back, like thinking about how we could have done things differently, thinking about what we missed out on, you know, things that we feel like we failed at, you know, trying to figure something out, an answer, trying to find an answer to why, how did X go wrong? Where did it go off the rails? Like, where did I make a mistake? Like, you know, we are just dwelling in the past, or we're even just dwelling in the past because we're like fondly longing for the past, right? Like so many of the coaches that I coach, you know, that work with middle-aged women, for example, or, you know, women in midlife and above, you know, they're obsessed with wanting to help their clients stop trying to think about like youthfulness as like the, you know, as the high point of life, you know? And that the reality is that like looking backward isn't going to, you know, serve you in any way. Obviously, we can have like fond memories of things, but like once it turns into, you know, us being able to convince ourselves that the past was so much better than the present, and we get stuck thinking that, we're not able to take action. Okay. And then the same thing goes for, you know, I call it dwelling in the past, or like kind of obsessing or worrying about the future. And what that means is we also spend a lot of time thinking about what's going to happen to me. What if? We don't like the unknown. So when we don't know how things are going to unfold, or we don't know how it's going to be, or we don't know what it's going to be like, or we don't know how it's going to turn out, we don't know what our results are going to be, we just obsessively worry about our future. We worry about whether or not we're going to be able to make enough money, or have the things that we need, or have our, you know, like find the right people, whatever it is. So there's so much to talking about what comes of being in the present rather than focusing on thinking you're behind, or on what you haven't done, or worrying about thinking that there's all of this stuff that you have to do in order to like take action, or in order to implement, or in order to, you know, to be present in your life and in your business. And this is, the more time that you spend worrying about what you haven't done, or what you think you need to do in order to X, Y, and Z, all of your time spent dwelling on that is literally wasted time that you could be being right now in the present moment and taking action. So what is this thing with being behind? Well, I know that sometimes it comes from, oh, and I was talking about the academy and how I designed the academy to try and help people to not feel behind. And I'm going to tell you why. For many, many years, I taught teacher trainings. Okay, this is a perfect example. I taught teacher trainings. I taught people how to be teachers. Those trainings were like, I can't remember how many months, 5 months or something, okay, or 6 months. Okay, so we'd have this teacher training, and a teacher training is made up of like tons of important stuff that you have to learn if you're going to be a quote-unquote certified yoga teacher. Okay, so there's anatomy to learn, there's alignment, there's the postures, there's philosophy, there's neuroscience, there's Ayurveda, there's, you know, hopefully teaching methodology, there's how to do hands-on assists, there's just like so many different things that we do to learn how to be to say that we're a yoga teacher, okay? But at the end of the day, you can't master any one of those things during a 5 or 6 month yoga teacher training, where what you're getting is kind of, I always used to tell everybody, I'm like, you're getting the 101. You're getting the like the basic intro to each of these things, because there's so many things that you have to be able to sort of just at least have a sense of in order to really understand what yoga teaching is and what yoga is, that it's not possible to feel masterful in all of those things by the time you come out of a teacher training. But at the same time, you are definitely prepared and qualified to start teaching people yoga classes. You might not be qualified to teach a class on the philosophy of the Yoga Sutras. You might not be qualified to claim to be like a supersonic expert in one particular thing of yoga, but you are absolutely qualified to get out there and start teaching people yoga, right? Teaching your average human being who wants to go to a yoga class for their body, mind, and soul, you are absolutely equipped to do that. And yet what I experienced was, you know, a teacher training ending and someone not wanting to teach their, you know, it was kind of like, we called it a community class. It was like their class that was the final thing that they had to complete in order to like get their, you know, really officially have a diploma, was you got to teach a class. And you have no idea how many of those people tried to postpone their turn for teaching the class because they thought they weren't ready yet, because they thought they were behind, because they thought they still had to go back and review all kinds of stuff that they didn't feel that they were an expert on yet. And I would have to explain to them, you don't need to be an expert on that to teach a yoga, like a 1 hour yoga class. Okay. And so what I learned was that it was very hard for people to separate out, like, what was the like deep work that you want to do and need to do and might take like a long time of while you're already out there teaching yoga, like what is that? And what are the things that you just need to be taking action right now? Like literally teaching a yoga class right now. And so when I started coaching, I already knew that this was like something that happened to the human brain. I already knew that the human brain, when it comes to like learning something, learning a skill, becoming, you know, certified, whatever you want to call it, qualified to teach or coach or get out there and do something. What I learned was that especially if you're like passionate and if you are the kind of person that wants to do a good job, right? Which is like, that's a hugely amazing quality. It is an amazing quality to want to feel that you are delivering the best possible, right? I have that. Like that is like, I mean, that is like, I've always been like that. Like I've been the person who, when I was a performer, I was always the person who was like, I'm not going to go out on stage unless I have like, you know that I've practiced, I've rehearsed, I've really put my all, I want to be my best. I want to go out there and do my best, right? I have such high standards for like everything I do. So I think that's a great quality, but it can trip you up if you think that in order to be ready or great at what you do, you have to have like studied every single thing about the thing to the point where you are like where you think you've accumulated enough knowledge. And that you've like that you've really learned all the things in advance. And that is not ever possible to do. So when I started coaching and I ended up attracting all of these other coaches and yoga teachers and creatives, like all the people like me. And that's something that's one of the reasons why you need to come to know your niche. Why you need to come to know your niche. Because if you are not realizing the connection between who you are and what kind of clients you're going to attract, you are really, really, really missing, you're missing the whole point of coming out into the world and doing what you do. So what happened to me was I was attracting all of the me's, right? All of the creatives, the coaches, the yoga teachers, and wanting my help. And so what ended up happening was my first group program that I ever created was for coaches, and it was called Out of Overwhelm and Into Action. I learned from talking to all of these coaches and yoga teachers and creatives, I learned even more about what was keeping them from like getting what they wanted, which was obviously clients or creating, you know, the right offers, programs, classes, whatever, to attract the right people. And so I created my program Out of Overwhelm and Into Action. And at first it was 10 weeks. Okay. And each week there was a new topic that I felt was like part of the just sort of like the kinds of things that early stage entrepreneurial business owners that want to get out there and use their and make something of using their own passion, gifts, and skills, okay? Like that has always been what I set out to do. I just didn't at first realize that I was gonna like become literally a business coach. At first I thought I'm a life coach who helps people really like really figure out how to turn their like what they're good at into a way of making money. Because honestly, that is literally what I have done my entire life. I've never had a corporate job. I've never had like a salary with benefits, okay? My entire life has been made up of leveraging what I'm good at, my natural gifts and abilities, my intellect, the fact that I'm really smart and I have certain talents and gifts and skills. And I have managed to spend my whole life up to 55 years old making money by leveraging those things. And what I learned when I was a yoga teacher was how many people didn't realize that that was possible for them. And that is literally why I became a coach. And then I just, then like organically And sometimes I joke about it and say accidentally, I became a business coach because essentially, like I then am able to help people to actually really then figure out not only how they want to leverage their gifts and skills, but then the strategy of like how to actually get clients and what to do, right? Which I've always known how to do. I owned a business. Like I owned a yoga studio. So I create this program out of Overwhelming Into Action. And what I discover is that because it's 10 weeks and people, you know, can't necessarily absorb everything and execute on everything, which was never the expectation. I thought, I'm just going to give you all these things that you need and then you'll use them as you need them. But people couldn't wrap their brains around it. They felt like everything had to be linear and chronological, and they felt like they had to like do all the worksheets, you know, review all the classes, watch them over again. And they were being held back in this feeling that they were behind instead of just being out there and taking action. So then I expanded the program to be more time, to 3 months. Then I expanded it to 5 months. And now here we are. I have an open enrollment ongoing 1-year program, so you can step in anytime. And the reason that this all exists is because what I learned was that this was the only way for me to try and convey to a human being that their human brain was always going to trick them into thinking that they were behind, and they're not. Like, one of the reasons why we think we're behind is if we look at someone else whose circumstances we know nothing about. Like, we know zero about someone else's circumstances, and yet we look at where they are, and how do we even know where they are? Well, we look at them on social media, or maybe we are in a program with them and we're hearing their celebrations or their results. And immediately we just make this very weird, like, you know, deduction from how someone else is doing, that immediately implies that we're behind. It immediately implies that actually we're not doing okay, or that we're not where we're supposed to be. And so we base whether or not we're where we're supposed to be on all of these bizarre external factors, instead of actually recognizing that, like, we're dealing with a human brain that is obsessed with the past, obsessed with the future, worrying all the time, and looking for reasons to, like, come up with why we're not okay, or why we're not doing exactly what we're meant to be doing, or why what's happening for us is not exactly what's supposed to be happening. And it's very challenging when you need to make money, for example. Like, you need to make money. You really want to have clients because you really need it. Like, you're getting to the point where I can't do this business anymore if I'm not making money. And then the thing that you then tack on to that is, therefore, I'm behind because I needed it now and I don't have it now, so I'm behind. You create a sense of urgency for yourself, and then you use it against yourself. So when we're feeling like we want something right now, like, what would ever give us the feeling that we're behind? Like, I'll give you a perfect example. I've got someone in the academy right now. She literally joined the academy in December. She started in December, and it's now only March. She's been December, January, February. She was in the academy for 3 months, okay, so far. And she is just in action. You know, she hasn't watched every content video in the academy. She's doing what I told her to do, which is only look at what I tell you that you need just to get to the next thing. And you don't need all, like, certain things to be in action or taking action. And she's been listening to me, and she is just, like, blowing up, okay? People are reaching out to her. She's talking to people. She's creating clients. And she's also, as we go, learning how to make a proper lead magnet, or how to register people properly. She's willing to make not even mistakes, but just do things imperfectly. And then that gives us something to work with. It gives us something to then change or perfect, right? So she's a perfect example. Becca is a perfect example of someone who is literally, like, embracing the idea that you must be taking action right now all the time and being in the present moment, even when there might be something for you to learn or something for you to do or something for you to add in. And I think that this comes up for people, especially when they've made an investment, right? You make an investment in a course or a program, and then you give yourself this idea that there's a certain way that it has to look or go in order for you to feel like you're getting the most out of it, or in order to feel like you're getting your money's worth, you know, or in order to feel like you're using the thing you invested in. And I think that we can cause ourselves a lot of problems if we are constantly thinking that there's a way that we should be utilizing the stuff that we're engaging in. Now, obviously, if you pay for something and you never do it, you never show up for it, you know, and it's a lot of money, that's a problem. But if you're involved in something that you committed to, paid for, invested in, and you're using it, like, right, you're showing up, you're doing your business, whatever, and you're using as much as you can or the things that are most relevant to you. If you're then going to put yourself down or get caught up in your head thinking that you're behind because of what other people are doing or because you haven't like watched every single thing or downloaded every worksheet and activated it or whatever, then you're going to basically be fucking yourself up for like, you're never going to be able to feel good about where you are. And I see this happening everywhere, not just in my programs, but like with like human beings that no one is teaching this to. And no one is, you know, and when it comes to like talking about mindset and like, you know, like the deeper work, the inner work, the energetic work, whatever you want to call it, the mindset work, the work of connecting to the universe, all of that work, I agree that like doing that work isn't all you need to do to make money, right? There's a lot of coaches out there who teach only that. But what I'm here to tell you is, no, it's not all you need. You need the strategy and you need the learning and you need the stuff and you need the skills and you need to keep getting better and better and better and better and better and better at business and marketing and all that. But the mindset work that we're talking about here is on the deep stuff like this deep conceptual stuff that you have to put in place for yourself if you're going to survive, not just like being an entrepreneur, but like being a human being that can literally wake up every day and be happy with where you are and literally know how to be like utilize being in the present moment to your advantage. And what it means to utilize being in the present moment to your advantage is to be someone who can wake up every day and do whatever you need to do. Like, that's what I mean by like the mindset work and, you know, the belief work and the stuff that like, it's not only for entrepreneurs. It's not only for coaches. It's not only for those of you who are building a business. This is like fundamental stuff that anyone who's interested in mastering the art of being human. Okay. And what I mean by that is anyone who's curious and says, I have a feeling that I'm not meant to just go through my life constantly worrying, constantly being anxious, constantly thinking that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, or that I'm not enough, or that I'm behind, or that I'm, you know, like, or that I'm missing something, right? That like everyone else has like these, the secrets, the keys, the codes, right? And I'm missing it. In order to not be someone who's having that experience, you have to proactively decide to be someone who's having a different experience, because the experience of feeling all those things, the behind and the I'm not doing enough, I'm not enough, so everyone else is lucky, I'm not, everyone else has what they need, I'm not, I'm the special exception, the universe singled me out, I'm messing up, I made this big investment, I'm not using it, I'm not getting the most out of it, I'm not doing all the things I'm supposed to do. Like, that's what the human brain is going to default to. That is literally what the human brain does if left unchecked. Okay. And so if you want to be a person who's not suffering from that 24/7, all day, every single day, then you have to become someone who believes that you have to wake up every single day and take your brain off of the default settings. And when you do that for a long enough period of time, it becomes easier and easier for you to do it. But if you expect that you're going to do it and that you're never going to go back to the default, you're never going to like fall back down to the default, you're wrong. Because the other thing is, and I end every single one of these shows with, you know, my sort of my slogan, right? Life is hard and there's always something you can do about it. So why do I talk about that? Well, I talk about that because inevitably, every single time you think you like finally crossed over and now your brain is working better or you're in a high vibe or you're feeling abundant or things are going well, you're like, I'm nailing it. I'm taking action in my business. Shit's gonna happen in your life, whatever that is. I have a lot of clients and peers, right? I'm 55. I have a lot of clients and peers who are in a similar age as me, and we all have aging parents, okay, ranging from whatever. My mom's turning 80 in June. My husband's mom is 90. I have a client whose mom is 101, right? When we have, this is something that happens for so many people, is that like all of a sudden your parent needs you. They're having a health issue. You have to fly around. You have to drop everything and help. Or it happens in other ways, like, you know, like other shit that comes up in life or stuff in your personal life, or, you know, you like you have a health issue or you're moving or you're this or you're that. Life is constantly going to be putting different variables, different obstacles, different challenges in your way that might interfere with you being able to have the exact same kind of momentum all year round, right? Like constant momentum, or to feel like you're in a flow all the time, or to feel like you're like on top of things and then all of a sudden shit happens and you're less on top of things. I mean, that's literally what happened to me in the fall when my cat Ella went into congestive heart failure 3 weeks before my Passionate and Prosperous big live in-person event in New York City. And for the 3 weeks leading up to my event, I was caring for my dying cat of 18 years. Definitely not the experience that I would have chosen for the weeks leading up to my high stakes, expensive, huge, like scary live event that I'm putting on myself for tens of thousands of dollars. You know, and then when that was over, and we did have to put Ella to sleep the week after on Halloween, my whole November, my nervous system was crashed out. I was dysfunctional. So did that literally put me behind? Yeah, it did. And you know what that means? It put me behind for one reason, because I am at a point in my business where I have plans, strategies, and deadlines. So is it possible to feel when you have a big deadline coming up, like a legit deadline, like a hard deadline, like this is happening on these days, right? Like my event. When you have a hard deadline for something, is it possible for you to fall behind, meaning where you wish you had your shit done in advance or sooner or less last minute? Yeah, that's a legitimate way that you might be able to say like you feel a little behind on like where you'd like to be with like your tasks, okay? That's the only way you can feel behind. The rest of the shit, if you wake up every day and what you really want is momentum. You really want like a client. You really want like to see some action, okay? Like action and movement. But then you think, oh no, I invested in this course and I'm going to go watch a video, or I'm going to feel behind because I didn't do this activity, right? That is offered to me. And if you assess that like that activity isn't going to actually move the needle for you or make a difference in like where you are right now, but something else would, like just freaking putting yourself out there, being visible, talking to someone, because those activities are always the ones that are the needle movers, right? So I think that this idea of focusing on what you're on being behind, focusing on what you're not doing, focusing on like what you should be doing, instead of just like literally getting super present and making a conscious decision of what you can do right now and just do it. I think that unless that's how you're operating, and if you're allowing all of these thoughts to like overtake you and make you feel like, you know, like you're not doing a good job, or and like spiral you into more inaction, right? This is what I see. When people fixate on being behind, it actually makes them go into greater inaction, or it makes them take actions that are not relevant or helpful because they're going backwards. They want to go catch up. And I think that you rarely have to catch up. Or again, like unless you're taking a college class and there's going to be a midterm. Okay, but like, what I teach, for example, in the academy, you don't need it till you need it, right? That's like what I try to tell everybody, right? You don't need it till you need it. Don't go watch 8 masterclasses and videos on shit that like I've taught and that's in the academy until you need it. Only do what you need to do to be in action for today, for where you are in your business. And you know, that's the other thing. I have an episode on like the phases of your business. I also have episodes on like the seasons of like your flow of in life and biz. These are things that like, again, yes, they really apply to business and entrepreneurs, which is like a big part of what the podcast and what I do is for. It's to help people actually stop thinking that they're not good at business, or they don't know how to market, or they don't know what to do, and actually like show people that there's so many different layers or levels, right? There's so many different things that involve starting a business. And in the very beginning, it involves very little other than having conversations and knowing your offer. That's it, folks. That's it. And then all the other stuff like marketing and, you know, being on social media and how to write and how to have effective messaging and like all of that stuff. Yeah, those are skills. Those are things you have to learn. You can't go learn them first and then implement them. You have to implement. You have to just do. You literally have to be doing in order for any help that you might seek or get from like an expert or a mentor to actually mean anything. Right. So like I've had a number of clients over the years where they're so caught up in what they don't know. They're so worried about what they don't know. And it takes so much for them to trust me when I say, there's nothing I can teach you about that until you're doing it. So let's just put it on the calendar. Let's just start the process. And then I'm going to be with you the whole way through. And you're going to learn by doing. And can I give you the like important foundational pieces? Absolutely. But there's no like hoarding of information, because when you're trying to like make something of yourself in the world, the only thing that makes an impact is you actually showing up and doing something. So if you spend all of your time thinking that you have to prepare and that there's you fell behind and you got to listen to every podcast or go back because you paid for a course and you didn't watch every video and do every worksheet yet. If it's not something that's going to move the needle for you today, then you're not behind. It's there for you, you know? And if you don't get to something, for example, like, you know, the academy is a year and you don't get all the videos after. Like when you're not in the academy anymore, you're not in the academy anymore. So you don't have access to all the content. This is not like one of those short courses where people give lifetime access or something. And sometimes when someone's year in the academy is up, they're just so concerned with like whether or not they watched every video. And I'm like, don't be concerned with that, because the reason you didn't watch that video is because you didn't need it. And you clearly don't need it yet. So when the time comes in your business when you might be doing that, you may want help on that. You may come back to the academy, or you may, I don't know, buy someone else's low ticket course for that or something. But like the idea that the way that life and business works is that you're going to accumulate all of this information first and then figure out what to do with it is like completely false. So I wanted to make this episode for you so that I could encourage you to stop wasting your thoughts. Stop wasting your energy. Stop. For every minute that you're thinking that you're behind, guess what? You are. And you know what you're behind on? You're behind on being present in your life and business and figuring out what to do right now and next. instead of thinking about the past, or instead of like dwelling in an energy that isn't going to serve you at all, like zilch. And, you know, I have taken so many workshops and so many courses and signed up for so many things of varying degrees, from like $100 to like $20,000, okay? And one thing that I learned over being this person who's been doing this for 30 years at least, okay, is you're always going to get what was meant for you from anything that you do. Now, if you know that you're like a really bad digital hoarder and you buy lots of courses and shit and you literally never open them, that, like I said before, that's something to look at. That's where you have like, that's part of this. That's not the behind syndrome. That's the syndrome of you thinking that you need more before you can be good at something or execute or start. Okay. So that's a different, illness. All right. But if you join stuff, do stuff, take a course, you know, whatever, and then you start using what's relevant to you, what you can use right away, and you're in action and you're moving forward, you got to release the idea that you're behind in any way. Now, how are you actually behind? What's a legit being behind? It's waking up every day and being paralyzed or in overwhelm and therefore doing nothing. So your number one like job is to wake up every day. And if you're in paralysis or overwhelm and you notice that like you're in such a low vibration that you're not in action at all, rather than like dwelling in that energy and reiterating how behind you are and like, you know, like reinforcing that you suck, okay, you need to know how to bring yourself into the present moment and then figure out what action you're going to take. Because the minute you're in action, you can't also be behind. Okay? It's just like when you're in a state of gratitude, you can't also be in a state of lack. So these are really important things for you to know about how you operate, how you work, how humans work, so that you can proactively address these things for yourself. So what brings us into the present moment, right? Like, well, what's your morning routine? There's so many things that we can do. I love what I call habit stacking, right? Where I do multiple things according to what I need and how much of it I need. There's everything from listening to literally a Joe Dispenza, you know, already recorded meditation, to just being quiet and doing my own gratitude practice, to I've got an affirmation deck that I created that you can buy. It's so good. Pulling an affirmation card and inputting something like really powerful into my brain that's going to help me to go from any thoughts that are like not serving me at the highest level to inputting exactly what I need to be thinking and believing and communicating to the universe. So there's mindset practices, there's meditation, there's affirmation, there's journaling, there's writing things, there's reading, there's listening, there's all kinds of, there's yoga, there's even just sometimes moving your body and exercising. But if it's a mindset thing and if it's a I'm behind thing, it's not going to be solved just by, you know, exercising. You got to do your mindset work. You got to do your energy work. You've got to know how to make these shifts for yourself into the right vibrations, the higher vibrations that then set you up for success. And so what you need to know is that like fixating on the thought I'm behind is a low vibration. It's a low vibe thought. So even if you are fucking behind, like meaning like even if you're behind for real in some way, or even if you're really pissed off at yourself because you invested in something and feel like you're not using it, the only solution is to pick up from the very moment that you're listening to this and decide that you're no longer going to be someone who wastes an ounce, a second, and anything of your energy and time focusing on those low vibe thoughts and vibrations. And you're going to figure out how to become someone who every time you think you're behind, you've got a strategy for yourself to bring you into the present moment. Because when you're in the present moment, and as you know, this is at the heart of all major like philosophies and on how to be okay, what to do with your brain. If you're in the present moment, you have no choice but to figure out what action you want to take or be okay with where you are. And any other moment for you to be in the past, okay, is you just like, you're just letting time go by that you could be changing your course, changing your path. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your thoughts. Don't waste your energy on the things that are not going to serve you. And become someone who knows what to do with those things. Now, the fact that people are in the Passion Prosperous Academy, what do we have in there? We've got an entire module of these practices so that anyone who's working with me at any time can jump in there and listen to a meditation, do a gratitude practice. I've got celebration practices in there. I've got evening routines, morning routines, all kinds of things. And you can pick something. Because just doing something for yourself and your brain is always going to shift you. Even if it's momentary, guys, even if you have to do that all day, great, do it all freaking day, right? And then the other thing is they have coaches. We have coaches. They have me. They have mentors. They have accountability groups. They have Facebook. Why do we put all those layers in place? Not because the students in the Passion and Prosperous Academy are incapable of managing themselves. No, it's because all human beings need those different levels of support in order to actually like succeed, right? In order to stay in the vibration. So that is what I have for you today. It felt like I just see it everywhere on Facebook. And look, I do hear it from my clients, but we try to fix it as soon as possible, right? We try to shift the brain as soon as possible. But, you know, like I know that this is a real thing because you're a human being. It has nothing to do with you being a coach or creative, you know, an expert that's trying to do transformational work. Forget all that. This is about how you want to use your greatest asset, which is your brain and your intellect. And if you're going to let it take you down or if you're going to master how to do things, how to show up for yourself and how not to succumb to the kind of shit that holds so many people back, you've got to be different. You've got to be the exception, right? But the exception in the best possible way, meaning you're never an exception to the rule that the universe provides to everyone. But you make yourself an exception when you make yourself think that somehow you're different and less than when you're falling that because you're falling behind. That's just a comparison and disparison. Comparison and disparison, right? Okay. So we're making a pact, we're making an agreement. You're not gonna do that. You're not going to do that, okay? So join us for Know Your Niche. It's going to help with everything. Join me in the Passion and Prosperous Academy. It's also going to help with everything. And I really look forward to seeing you on Zoom. It's like my greatest joy. It's why I lead all my trainings on Zoom and not just on a Facebook Live where I can't see you or just a streaming webinar. I want to see your faces. Okay, it's literally what lights me up. It's what makes me feel like I'm actually, there's a point to me doing my work and showing up in the world, right? So come join me for Know Your Niche. And if you can't be there live all the days or whatever, yes, there are replays. So you register and you get the replay. Okay, so stacybrassrussell.com. If you want to talk to me about the Passion Prosperous Academy, you can book a call with me at any time for that. And you should. Don't do business alone. Don't do business alone. Okay? Nothing good comes of it. It's very, very stressful. Okay. With that, I'm going to sign off. I'll be in your headphones next week. I'm sending you all the love. Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Passionate and Prosperous with me, Stacey Brass Russell. If you like what you're listening to, please make sure you're following or subscribing. And if you're on Apple, that's the little plus sign on the top right, so that you get notified when new episodes drop every Wednesday. As always, I'm sending you love and high vibes. And remember, life is hard, and there's always something you can do about it.